We had a chance to visit with Lexus and ask him about his play for the Broncos down the stretch.
Just being more confident, honestly. Putting in even more work in the gym and, you know, having that confidence in myself and taking the confidence that the coaching staff and that the players on the floor give me and just using that and, you know, taking advantage of it.
What's it like navigating through this league for the first time as somebody who's already been experienced in college basketball? How is it different and how is it similar to what you've been through before?
Well, I would say this league is a lot tougher than the league that I was in. No disrespect to the Horizon League. That's a great league. But, you know, I'm playing with some big boys now. And, you know, just coming in and seeing that we play teams like Nevada coming up on Wednesday, you know, a talented team, you know, that's what you have to see every night. And, you know, it's much more fast-paced, getting up and down the floor, things of that nature. They let you play a little bit more physical in this league, too. So, you know, just adapting to that and enjoying the experience.
Now, Alexis, you say playing with the big boys. Does that imply there's also more size in this league?
Yes, much more size at the 5 and the 4. In the Horizon League, you know, you would come in and some teams, their 5-man might only be 6'8", 6'9", and their 4-man would be 6'6", 6'7", but you're coming out playing against 7-footers every night in this league.
We're joined by Lexus Williams here on Idaho Sports Talk, Boise State's point guard on Sports Radio The Ticket. Now, to the court in this most recent stretch of games, Boise State, outside of the most recent contest against Utah State, have been winning some of these close games. And one of the things that I've noticed, the scores of the games have gotten a bit higher, and perhaps the team is allowing a little bit more points than earlier on in the season. How could the defense get back to the level where it was, perhaps at the beginning of Mountain West play versus this most recent stretch where teams are scoring above 75 against you?
Well, we have to get back to being that gritty team. And, you know, it's not just our defense that's allowing more points. You know, we're turning the ball over too much. And I remember saying that after the Utah State game, like, in these close games, you're not going to win every one when you turn the ball over more than what we want to, which is 12 or less. So against Utah State, we turned over 16 times. I'm not sure how many points off turnovers they had, but it felt like a lot. And I think that's the reason recently that, you know, you've seen the scores go up because we're turning the ball over too much.
So how do you cut them down? What kind of turnovers do you think maybe that you've been having too many of them, and how do you lessen them?
Well, you lessen them like we tell each other, just care about it. You know, that's something that we can fix if we are conscious of it and always worried about it. You know, the turnovers that we have, I would say, are usually when someone is driving to the basket and teams are collapsing on us. When we get into the paint and raking the ball out, and usually that leads to a layup on the other end because you get a 2-on-1 or 3-on-2 fast break. And those are the turnovers that we definitely don't want to have. You know, you're never going to go a game without not having turnovers, but the more you can limit them, the better.
I remember when Coach Rice said at the beginning of the year that you guys were one of the best passing teams that he's ever had, and the way you guys move the ball. Does that style of play, though, create a higher risk for these turnovers?
Oh, most definitely. But, you know, as long as we make the right play at the right time, we should be fine. You know, we've had games with less than 10 turnovers, so we know that we can do it. We just have to do it on a consistent basis.
Bob and Chris here on Idaho Sports Talk, joined by Lexus Williams, point guard on this Boise State basketball team, facing Nevada tomorrow with another first place at stake. So last time around, Nevada got the best of us by 8. So what needs to be different this time?
Like you say, our defense needs to step up, and you know, they say you can win games by scoring a lot of points, but defense wins championships, and this game is for first place. So that's our main focus is, you know, making that decision on the defensive end because our offense will come. We're a very talented team on the offensive end, and we just want to, you know, buckle down on the defensive end and, you know, go up against their talent that they have.
What is so challenging about Nevada's roster this year?
I would say, well, I didn't play them last year, but this team is – they're really unselfish. And to be so talented and have guys that can, you know, go off on any given night, for them to be willing to give the ball to each other, I think is pretty amazing, honestly, especially in college basketball with guys trying to get to the next level and be seen and have their name all over ESPN and stuff like that. They're really unselfish. And, you know, that's a credit to them and their coaching staff.
Also, when you look at them, there really isn't much different in height. Most everybody is within an inch or two of 6'7". So how does that make for difficult matchups, because we've got some shorter guys like yourself and Marcus, some bigger guys than that, than say Zach Haney. So what kind of challenges does that present?
I would say that you know, just trying to get up and down with them the whole game, and then having their length guard us on their defensive end. That's probably the biggest challenge because, you know, they're really long on the ball and in the passing lanes. And then as far as, like, me and Marcus guarding the Martin twins or Stevens or Lindsey Drew, you know, those guys are pretty big. So those are the challenges that we have to face. But I think that we can overcome them, and, you know, we'll see on Wednesday night.
Lexus Williams joining us here on Idaho Sports Talk on Sports Radio, The Ticket. Now, I would love to say that, and a year here, that the crowds at home for these conference games, this is what it's always like here, and it was the case in years past, but that might not exactly be the case. The attendance has certainly spiked this year with you and the team being this successful. What have you gotten out of this home crowd? How has it helped the team be able to really not have a setback at home yet?
Man, it's been great. This has been the best home crowd I've ever been a part of, honestly, and you know, it's just been a great experience, and that's why I came to Boise to be part of Bronco Nation and have them come out and support us. You know, when I was coming in, some of the rumors that I heard were that, you know, the crowd didn't really come out to the basketball game. So, you know, I didn't even know what really to expect. I thought it was going to be, you know, pretty good, but, you know, it's been above expectations, and you got to give credit to Coach Rice, too, for getting the fans to come out with his antics. I love it.
Do you guys laugh at him at any point? Like, what is the reaction when he's out here doing this stuff?
It's hilarious. We do laugh. He laughs, too. It's so funny. But, you know, that just goes to show that he's willing to do anything, you know, to have us have a great experience and, you know, to get the community of Boise involved and get them to come out and see this great team that we have.
Lexus, as we finish up, the coaches give you instructions as far as what they want to see against Nevada. Give the crowd some instructions. What do you want from them? You're going to have 10,000 plus in there. It seems like it's helped against San Diego State and UNLV. So what do you want to see from them?
I just want to hear them roar, honestly. Be as loud as they possibly can. Every time we score, just get so loud, no matter what the score is. Every time that they see the ball go in for us, just yell and be loud. And when another team misses, you know, just cheer us on. That's all you can really ask for.
Well, Alexis, you have said on this show before that perhaps being a GM of an NBA team would be something that you'd be interested in at some point. Well, usually you start as a scout and work your way up. Now, with that in mind, with Chandler Hutchison perhaps being one of those guys that NBA people are looking at, as his teammate, how would you give the scouting report on Chandler Hutchison?
Oh, man, you put me on the spot like that. Well, first of all, I would hope as a GM that my team is in the lottery to get him. You know, he's a long, athletic wing, loves to get out in transition, can finish, can shoot. He has really worked on his handle, has gotten a lot better. His left hand is a lot better. He's tough. You know, you see all those things about how they used to call him soft and all that stuff, but, you know, you would never think that. Like, I didn't have any clue that, you know, that was even thought of when I got here, because when I got here, you know, he was that tough guy. And he's such a leader. He's vocal. He shows it on the floor. So, I mean, he's just great all the way around. He has all the intangibles. So, you know, as a GM, I would love to bring him into my organization and have him play for me.